Adam Pengilly, good morning.
Morning, TK. Morning, Dave.
Morning, mate.
Exciting times, isn't it? We've got the Concorde on the weekend. We've got the Chelmsford. We've got Libertini stepping out in the Furious. We've got Tiako Shark in the tramway. But yesterday at the barrier trials, Adam, what caught your eye regarding runners for the Everest?
I think all those Everest runners got a tick, TK. Yesterday, Arcadia Queen finished off her trial at Canterbury pretty nicely, just in behind them in third. A stalemate enticing Star won her trial. I thought Arcadia Queen might have tried a little bit better to my eye at this stage. And then down south at Cranbourne, Centre Lane finishing the placings in his trial as well. So it's all systems go for those horses. They're getting ready for their first up runs. I think Chris Waller has indicated he might be looking at Saturday week to resume both Arcadia Queen and enticing Star. He'll probably keep them apart. Looking at maybe the Theo Marks and the Chiraco for both of them, but we can keep an eye on that. And then, obviously, as you mentioned, TK, it really heats up this week with the Concorde Stakes. Now, Pierrata, Sunlight, and Redzel in that race. They'll be matching motors with Nature Strip, Graf, and Zeus Bile. So we'll get a bit clearer Everest picture after this weekend. And, yeah, I think Concorde's almost going to take over Race of the Day billing.
It certainly will. We were just watching that Santa Ana Lane trial on Sky Racing 1, and Adam, there was a horse out the back off the bit being pushed along, and TK said, oh, it's probably one that I would own. What about Galo Chop?
Well, someone does. You're poor bugger.
On the verge of a comeback, mate.
There seems to be a lot of these horses at the moment, doesn't there, Dave? These older sort of weight for age horses have had a long time off the scene, either for injury or retirement. Think about Humidor and Blackheart Bard and Scales of Justice all come back on the scene. He's another one, Galo Show. He's almost been forgotten about. He hasn't raced since the Quemersley Stakes in 2018. So it's, what, a good 18 months since he's been seen on a racetrack. I think he's had a tendon issue, and he's slowly working back towards another race. He looks like he's going to resume in on Saturday week. So good to see him back on the scene if he can do that. He obviously chased home Winks in a couple of Cox plates, and if he can get back into these weight for age ranks and measure up, well, geez, he's a chance to try and run well in a couple of those races. But, yeah, it's going to be a huge ask after such a long time off the scene to come back and run well straight away.
Adam, I guess we all know that the burden on trainers these days with the 24/7 of racing, it's unbelievable, and there's another partnership about to be formed.
Yeah, a bit of news out of the weekend, TK. Tony McAvoy's announced he's going to go into partnership with his son, Calvin. He announced it over the South Australian Awards night on the weekend. And you're right, it seems to be the in thing, or the thing in vogue at the moment, is to create these training partnerships. I think Toby and Trent Edmonds was the latest one, the father and son, and Tony wants to follow a similar path. I suppose, TK, a lot of modern-day trainers have so many different bases throughout the country now. I think Tony's probably a perfect example. He's had bases in South Australia and Adelaide. He's had a base in Melbourne. He had a little bit of a stint up here in Sydney at Hawkesbury and shut that down, shut that base down eventually. So he's looking at relocating the majority of his team to Ballarat, and Calvin's going to come on board and join him with that partnership and see how they go. And I don't think Calvin will have to wait too long to try and get some feature race success, with obviously Sunlight, the headline horse, heading towards races like the Everest and Golden Eagle. But it wouldn't surprise me to see a few more of these training partnerships pop up in the next year or two as well.
Look, I even if you haven't got another base, the workload is astronomical.
Yeah,
I know there's some good rewards, but there's plenty of blokes working and girls working very, very hard for little reward as well. So I'm all for those training partnerships. Now, you mentioned, of course, Sunlight. It's the second favourite behind Nature Strip for the Concorde on the weekend. $2.10 Nature Strip, $4.50 for Sunlight. And the big one is, it's going to be interesting to see Chris Waller sort of explaining, and you were there as well at the time, Adam, about, you know, a work in progress Nature Strip, trying to make it settle. He believes he's winning the battle about that, so it will be able to run out as 1,200 metres eventually.
It's been a very deliberate ploy, hasn't it, TK, from Chris, this preparation in particular, trying to get him settle in his trials and tucking behind horses, and not always easy to do in trials when they sometimes go at a pretty pedestrian pace, but he seems to be doing a reasonably good job of that, and just the one chink in his armour, isn't it, TK? Try and get his horse to stretch out to 1,200 metres. We know he's won a Group 1 of the Galaxy over 1,100 metres. He's fine over 1,000 metres, obviously. If he can't run a strong 6 furlongs, well, that really limits the options here in Australia in the sprinting ranks. So he's come up a pretty short price favourite, I must be said, in this all-in market for the Concorde Stakes, I thought anyway, on first glance. So it's going to be a pretty hot field. I'm interested to see what Redzel does as well, guys. I know some people are sort of saying that his best days might be behind him, and the market's sort of suggesting that anyway at its initial stage. But, geez, I tell you what, the Snowden's going to get it right more often than not. They've obviously won the last two Everest, or the first two Everest ever been run. And so getting cherry ripe on the big day again, he might be competitive.
What about Jarryd McLean, mate? with this jigger case to resume. Have they found any more in the bedrooms down there, any jiggers? Remember they found them?
I don't know if they found too much more in the bedroom, Dave, but yeah, his case, the Racing Appeals and Disciplinary Board, will resume again today. It's sort of been, I suppose, in the background a little bit the last few months. It was adjourned a few months ago when it would appear before the RAD board. It's going to come to a directions hearing again today. I'm not quite sure if we'll hear too much more out of that directions hearing today, but again, it's going to be thrust front and centre in the spotlight. So we'll wait and see what comes out of that. And obviously troubling times for Jared, and we'll see how that case progresses.
Yeah. No, very interesting.
Yeah, I think we had a query on Putters Post-Mortem yesterday as well about whether there's been any police charges yet against Darren Weir or what stage of that investigation. And quite clearly, there's been no charges against Darren Weir yet, but police are continuing that investigation.
And they found the jiggers in the bedside table. So there you go. So any reports? How does it? I wonder what with the questioning. How that answer was responded to. Mm-hmm. Why are there jiggers?
I'm only prepared to say the police investigation continues. Thank you for that, Adam. Before we get into any further trouble.
Thanks, boys. Speak to you tomorrow.
There he goes.